Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Koi, and to my right, Squall. This is Genshin Cast number 6. We haven't recorded one in a while. We've taken a brief hiatus. We've searched our inner selves for ourselves.
Inner selves.
Yes, and now we're here to give you the exciting stuff that we missed. I believe King DDD was announced in Super Smash Bros. Dojo as a character. There's also some sort of stage-making mode. I haven't looked at it yet. Squall told me about it.
Yeah, it looks very splendiferous.
Splendiferous?
Yes, and,
You're almost out of air, dude.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not.
Squall is playing Mr. Driller.
Yeah.
For, the Dreamcast.
Very addicting game.
Very addicting game. And he completely sucks at it, and I am the man.
Yeah.
When it comes to playing Mr. Driller.
Only against Helen Keller.
I would own Helen Keller at Halo.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the music just flew away in Mr. Driller. You're gonna die. You're almost out of air. Just get squished and, like, call it a night.
There.
You have, what, like, 30?
I will not die. I will not die.
Look how close you are to death. Candy level. Just dig. And he stops and he doesn't do what I tell him to. I say just dig. Not through those, stupid. Just take away air. Nope, that's a bad Squall. You're dead. Congratulations, you died.
I'm back.
Now, how many lives have you wasted doing that? Yeah, I would own Helen Keller at Halo. Just letting you know. Helen Keller, I'm challenging you to Halo right now. Calling you out.
Dude, you know Helen Keller's blind, right?
And dead.
And dead.
It's all the better. It's easier.
Oh my god.
Just you watch, I will destroy Helen Keller Halo.
Tears are coming down my face.
We will actually take a screenshot of the final score in that Halo match and show you the Genshin heroes.
Genshin heroes? What does that mean?
That means...
That means I stopped hitting those stupid blocks.
That means you actually started playing. And you get stuck
in
the abs.
That always happens to me.
Because you're terrible at this game. I'm telling you, give up.
Never! But anyway, listeners, we've been downloading Dreamcast games like Horus.
Oh yes, and let's just read a few from our selection, shall we? Project Justice. Fatal yep. Fury Mark of Wolves, Busta Move 4, Guilty Gear X, DDR Second Mix, Shenmue, Jet Set Radio, Gauntlet, fun game, Space Channel 5, left, right shoot.
Shut up.
Bomberman Online, Super Puzzle Fighter 2, Fantasy Star Online Version 2, and a plethora of things. And also, we have a special super secret surprise for you, Genshin listeners. Or Genshin heroes, whatever you prefer to be called, I really don't care.
And what is the surprise?
Well, a while ago, was it last week that we threw a little celebratory bash?
Oh, yes.
Well, we recorded a special, special unreleased Genshin cast that we may release to you, the public, if there's enough interest in it. It features some compromising positions, some gay jokes, and I actually call Squall retarded.
Very yeah, fun. As if nobody calls me retarded anyway. But
I personally like the part where I was like, you have those spirally light bulbs.
Yeah, I remember that.
I went on the light bulb rant for about 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know what happened. It's a 5-hour podcast, but most of it's silence and white noise. We fell asleep while we were doing it.
Yeah, and then my mom comes in and says,
Time to get up.
I don't know why she would say that, especially to me.
You died again.
Again.
You're out of lives. Let me try. I want to play Mr. Driller. What buttons do you press?
Just any buttons.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell how great I am, Mr. Driller.
You said you rented the PlayStation.
I did.
Okay, now see, he knows how to play Mr. Driller. Because he is being a Mr. Driller maniac. He's He's like not caring about the placement of the blocks, and then there he dies.
I'll kill you.
He's probably gonna get farther away. He's probably not gonna get as far as I did. Because he's going too fast. And then he just, okay, you got yourself stuck in a hole. Just like, that's what she said. Yeah. But do you know what you're doing?
I know exactly what you're doing.
Because that's going to fall. Okay. That's acceptable. And that's going to fall on you.
It's going to fall on him. Thought I was retarded, didn't you? I'm winning.
Not by much.
I'm winning, though.
You're not winning. There is no winning in this reality.
Yeah, there is. There's high score, stupid. You lose. For not knowing that, therefore I'm the Mr. Driller champion.
Yeah.
Declare it.
Just because I didn't know there were high scores.
Declare it.
Nope.
Call it. Call the time of death.
Nope. Just going around and
candy level. Yeah.
You're gonna die.
Did you see how close that was? I almost gut squished.
That time even worse.
How about I destroy you?
That's what your girlfriend said.
Ha!
Ha ha! And you got smashed. The girlfriend comment. Disabled him enough.
Yeah, I reeled from that comment, America. You need to stop distracting me. I'm trying to focus on my drilling technique.
Okay, also, another thing. You may have noticed Stephen Colbert trying to run for president.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Didn't get on the ballot, sadly. Nope.
Apparently, he didn't kiss enough ass in South Carolina to get on the ballot. Which is unfortunate because I would have voted for him.
Dude, who wouldn't have voted for him? But you don't live in South Carolina. Neither do I.
But for voting for a presidential candidate, you're dead.
How did that happen?
It's called a block falling in your head.
It's called bend over.
Yeah. So anyway, yep. Mr. Driller, what else have we been doing?
Project Justice.
Project Justice, yeah. I've been through with two people already. No, three sets. No, two... Yeah, three... No.
No, you started out as a teacher, but you never finished it.
Yeah. And you almost got cranked.
Cranked? What?
Yeah. I meant dead. But you understand...
How did that not happen?
Died again.
You know
hey,
what?
Hey, look. You did worse than I did.
And I'm going to type in Koi, because Squall has no place. You know what? Now on, every time I see Squall, I'm going to take my pants off. That's the new rule, America. Every time you see Squall, let me know and I'll take my pants off. Think about it.
And you...
I scored higher than you. Oh!
I have more points than you, but you have more length than I do.
Exactly. And you remember that, and you think about that the dirty way. And you just keep that in mind, boy.
Oh my god.
My goodness, 9-minute podcast. Drill through the blocks to reach the goal. Reach a mega block, you clear that level.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, no more Mr. Driller.
You done with Mr. Driller? You just knocked around the microphone. There you go.
Sorry, Nation.
Someone's a fat.
It's not me. Okay, we need... Yeah, give me that stack up there, because I'm going to...
We have a stack to resolve.
Yeah.
Stop moving the microphone.
What's it doing? It's not hurting it.
You're hurting me.
I'll anally hurt you.
You're hurting my soul.
No Busta Move, no Guilty Gear X, no DDR, no Shenmue.
Project Justice again.
Jet Set Radio.
You ever played Jet Gear Radio?
Gay radio. Because of the fact that I like falling off edges. And die stupidly.
I beat that game.
Well, I'm gonna beat you and your mother like a Swedish whore. And it's like, oh, it is. Oh yeah, it is.
Hey, there's this cool game. Speaking of which, there's this cool game, right? Cool game that I need to tell you all about. Okay, it's called Beats of Rage. I just found out about it, and we're looking for different things for it. But it's really cool if you haven't heard about it. It's, if you remember, like, the first time, one of our first podcasts, I was talking about Mugen and blah, blah, blah. And that's our Dreamcast here in the back. It sounds like it's going to explode, I know. All Dreamcasts do.
Yeah.
But it's like Streets of Rage, if you played it, or Double Dragon games, where you walk through a level and you just beat up other people.
Yeah, or Final Fight.
Final Fight, yeah. Beat 'em ups, Battletoads.
Yeah, or a little known title called The Peacekeepers.
True.
I love that game.
But, yeah. But Beats of Rage is essentially the Mugen of that genre. I've seen a mod, which we're actually working on getting right now. It looks freaking amazing. It's a Sonic / Mega Man mod. That's right, Sonic and Mega Man fighting together. And I'm talking like Sonic Adventure 2 Sonic. Featuring Shadow the Hedgehog.
You mean sucky Sonic?
No, I mean the good Sonic. Like the Sonic Battle Sprites, you know, for Game Boy. And the Mega Man Power Battle Sprites, since they're about the same height. Ladies and gentlemen, you have my save file.
That's your save file?
That is my save file.
Okay. Bad save file.
Seeing as I've beaten the entire game, you don't unlock those modes until you beat the game. Oh, we have some of my favorite characters.
Why do you load the game?
Very careful.
Oh, yeah. Let's reset the game then. Let's try to load my file.
Oh. You do that.
It's, yeah. I know I'm gonna anally rip you. I guess we're gonna tell a lot of anally raping jokes tonight, Nation.
Nation. Why do you refer to them as Nation?
Because that's the way Stephen Colbert does it.
It's a nation of five. I'm stealing a piece of your candy, by the way. Look for it. I want.
You need to suck on something.
Exactly.
I'll pull it out of my pants.
No. What?
You can pull me out of it, out of your face. That would be a Mortal Kombat reference.
Rawr!
Yeah, tough. Okay, what's the news lately, folks? I haven't really been checking out anything. Ark, Poison Mushroom. But, anyway, we don't have to worry about Ark. This is number 6. We need to. We should check our. Okay. Let's try to load it this time. Checking the Smash Brothers website.
Yes, I'm checking the Smash Brothers website.
Is that? Let's see. On-screen appearances. Classics, yeah, there's the stage builder. Classic mode's been released. Stage 1's based on those until the stage 3 is based
on. Currently in classic mode, stage 1 will be against the Legend of Zelda.
So, any, like, Zelda characters that are going to be in the game?
Stage 3 will be a Pokemon.
Stage 3. Beat, go, attack. Get off your lazy ass, Dad. After you clear classic mode, they say you can spend on stuff to get, but not like in the shop.
After the trophy, then. It wasn't released in your stage this summer.
Summer of Icicle Mountain.
The appearances for each character they released.
Not for each one.
Well, for a bunch of characters. Mario comes out of a warp pipe, of course. Fox comes out of an R-Wing, or a Condor appears in the ice climbing stuff for them. Pit comes down from the light. Ooh, Lucas appears on the table.
Mr. Saturn's TT.
Yes. Ike uses the warp magic, and then Snake uses camouflage.
Yeah, which he did in Metal Gear Solid 2, yep. to get on the ship. Mm-hmm. But then you should have had Link's song about. Link's is probably going to be. He's probably going to come from one of the one of the warp things.
From the Twilight Realm.
Yeah, from the Twilight Realm. Yeah.
Love Shockers, you need to get spray paint and spray those down.
Well,
yes, right now, Skull Brain can try.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I would like to express my apologies for the recent lag in updates. There's been a lot going on, and, well...
You've been busy.
That's what I basically just said.
You said a lot's been going on.
Yeah, which means we've been busy. You know, there's been some personal issues that have been keeping the GetchaCast from coming to fruition. There have also been some personal interests involved. You know, and we're going to try to keep this going for as long as possible. Nope. Don't go that way. You have to spray paint.
Yep.
Everything in this area. And then you get an area clear thing. Get up there through that truck though, man. Jet Set Radio is a wonderful game. I like the Xbox version slightly better, though the story is not as good.
Can I learn how to jump?
You need to boost up there while you're on the ramp.
How do you boost?
R. The other thing that makes you go fast. I can never paint to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, our goal is to keep the GetchaCast going for as long as possible. Because, well, even though there aren't a lot of listeners, we hope we're touching whoever does listen. You know what, it's fun. Sit around and talk about cool stuff like games. And, entertainment, that's our goal. Flashy, large, but we try, you know. We provide that at-home quality entertainment. Well, you get from most places, I guess. Not really, because you can't get the same cool stuff you get here. We're the only place I know that gives you cool stuff. We don't give you anything. And talk about video games. Want you people to be aware that you can let us know at any point that you have an opinion, you know. You can email us your opinions. You can, you know, tell us what you think. Disagree with us, argue with us. We'd love it. It'd be fun.
Shoot.
It could be hard for you.
It's starting to be.
Grind on that green rail, grind on that green. No, wrong one. Go left. Left. Other left. Right there. See those?
Grind that into what? Oh.
Did you see those?
Did I get everything?
Yep. Yay.
Thank you. 20, correct, currently.
Feats of Rage mods, and, other stuff. I believe we have Sonic Shuffle going as well. Record of Roto Score was going to take weeks.
There's the Love Shockers.
Yeah. The Uki Uki Waku Waku feeling. Well, you know what? I like candy a lot.
He does. It's probably on a sucking on a jawbreaker.
It's gone.
Already?
Already.
Wow.
Yeah. I love candy more than I love money.
You know who sings a song called I Love Candy?
You know the shirt that I'm gonna strangle you with?
MCP pants?
I love candy! Bubblegum and taffy.
Stop singing that.
Oh yeah.
How are you supposed to get up?
There's a stairway.
You go in the pipe?
Yep.
And then under the stairway.
Yeah, there's like a stairway in the pipe. You go down there. Once you knock him down and spray him, he's out of play. I really don't like this thing. got shot at you.
Yeah, I did. It's pissing me off. There we go.
Like a Genshin beats the raid.
Yeah, it would be.
Like using anime characters for it, it's like, I think Yo from Shaman King and other characters as such.
Okay, where's another one at? I couldn't tell what to do next. It'd help if I use the map more.
Yeah. Well, honestly, we're gonna have to beat some rage mods in 25 minutes and Sonic Shock on 45.
Or even slower than that. Down.
Yeah. You may have to get him on the phone now.
May have to what?
You may have to get him on the phone now, actually. I have to imagine that you have to record from the speakers. You know how annoying that would be? I mean, we could do it. It can be done. What if, like, we get Uber lag? Oh well, let's do it. Shall we?
Yeah, if he's okay with it.
Well, I'll get him on the phone. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Nero lawsuit back then. Let's examine his readiness to being against Shakara. So they didn't do it. Asked him if he wants to be in the cast right now. Don't know if it'll work. So we'll have to move these rather close. That's causing a ton of interference with the microphone. We'll check that later. Right now we're awaiting his answer. How'd you feel if Miro got on the podcast? Squall?
That's a choice. But since you called him out last time.
Nice. Well, he can't right now because there are other people around.
Okay.
Basically, we're waiting for him to be ready to do against your cast. He can't at this time. Sonic Shuffle went up to 2 hours, but Beats of Rage is down to 6 minutes. Beats of Rage is four games. Four games, which is good. They're all essentially the same game, just different characters.
Four games.
But it's all the same game, technically. Four discs, and they're, like, similar. It's practically the same game, you know? But they're all different.
Okay, listeners, have you ever tried to grind from a rail to...
Does Squall need help?
Piece of hydraulic equipment.
Does Squall need help?
No, Squall does not need help.
You know you can make that jump without doing the grind.
Yeah.
And why are you trying to do that and waste your time? Oh, health canisters, I see. You're just getting
keep going, keep going, get up there. I call this move the leapfrog.
You know, that's actually two giant pieces of graffiti that look like one.
Yeah.
So you do one and be like, yeah, you're done. But you won't do any of the other half, and then you have to do the other half.
Damn it. I need to refill my... I get money. Now I can't get out of here. It's always great.
Well, apparently Nero might be able to join us.
Inform him how awesome that would be.
Inform him how awesome what would be? For him to join us?
Yeah.
why do you insist on doing that the hard way? You're dead.
Okay, so, yeah.
But you know they disappear.
What disappear?
The canisters. They're gone, buddy.
Really suck it took our video.
Hold on, here's Nero.
We can hear you.
No, he can't.
Oh. What?
He's checking the volume of his mic.
I followed you.
Ladies and gentlemen, cover your ears. Hopefully this doesn't cause a lot of feedback. It looks like it did.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Yes, and we're picking you up too, which is very good. Leave comments on our blog and they hurt my feelings.
Pretty.
No, but at least, you know, you leave comments on like something and you get vibes.
Okay, enough asking.
We have a guest. We're supposed to be polite and things.
Be said polite. Yes. I don't know how to do that. My parent need to.
We can.
Is that a chick?
No, that's a guy. That's Nero. We can see the guest. Why? Hello, guest. Oh. How are you?
Hello.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to refer to you as a girl. It's very demeaning.
Wait, what?
But
just don't mind my colleague. He's retarded.
Yeah. So, what do you have to say about our blog?
You definitely need more viewers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
See, we're just starting out, though, so forgive us?
No.
Give us some
sure.
Viewers? We don't need more viewers, we need more people to listen.
Well...
Whatever, you know what I meant. Listeners.
He is right, though. We do need more.
Okay, why do all the games we have now suck?
Because you've beaten them all?
No, because I don't want to play any of them.
Play Shenmue. You shut that up.
No.
So, yes, you're a gamer, right?
Do you admit to the tag gamer, to your person?
You play a lot of games, right?
I don't think you can hear us.
It's just some static interference.
Oh, it's bad. Thank you for turning on the Dreamcast right by the microphone.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sorry, our setup right now is really not good.
I need a professional studio.
You need to stop doing that.
What? Why?
Because the thing can pick it up and you're being loud. And it's not fun.
Your mom's being loud.
You alright there?
Yeah. I'm being
right. Having some problems?
I can hear.
Alright, that's good.
Kind of? Again, static interference.
I see. It's probably due to our low-tech, low-budget setup that we've got running. We apologize for
this
that.
This isn't even a real headset, if you can see me.
Well, yeah. Well, see, we're using a microphone and a crappy pair of speakers. So, yes. Crap, we keep dropping stuff. So yeah, you play a lot of games, right?
Sure, I guess.
I mean, you consider yourself a gamer.
Maybe.
Okay, what a stereotype would you give yourself if you had to give yourself any stereotype?
Retard.
Did you say retard?
No, retard. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, retard.
I'm lost on that one, actually.
Retard?
Normally I'm right.
Yes.
Okay, B-tard, okay.
Normally I'm right with you, why don't you explain that one?
Okay, B-tard is... they're a group of people who troll B-boards. Which... some of them are called, like, invasion boards. But a lot of them are just random.
So they troll boards, basically, what they do.
Sort of.
So you go around flaming weak, innocent people.
No, they don't flame.
They troll, which basically is like, brah.
No, it's not.
It's essentially the same thing in my book.
It's not. It's just not.
So Nero's the type of person that would go around places and basically... What? How is it any different from...
Let me start with this. Okay, there exists a board called 4chan. Okay, a lot of our listeners... might have heard of 4chan.
With you in the porn always.
4chan is not just for porn. Nero is 4chan for porn?
Nothing. See, I don't think he wants to answer that because...
I don't think you heard me.
Well, then you shouldn't repeat it. You have to do that again.
What? Well, it's a serious question. B-tard is a person who goes on the B-boards.
No. So, you call yourself a B-tard, huh?
I guess you could consider it. A lurker.
A lurker.
A lurker, yes.
A lurker, yeah, okay. Okay. I
one of the many rules of the internet.
I feel you.
Lurk more.
You're yes. Lurking, yeah, lurker.
And be anonymous.
Lurker. So, being anonymous is fun. I like the
anonymity.
Yes, anonymity or whatever. I'm too tired to think of it right now. But, you know, when you're on the internet, you don't have to answer anyone. And you don't have to tell anyone who you really are, so you can virtually be who you want to be on the internet. And so, I mean, it's fun. Why do you think we use aliases? That's some no one knows who we really are. We'd be like, I know those retards.
like I use small. And you use white.
Oh, I believe Nero had something to say about Squall.
Oh, really?
The whole, well, that's such an obvious nickname.
Oh, yes. Why do you question my nickname?
It's just a bit overrated.
Thank you.
It's overrated?
Thank you. Finally.
Okay, first of all, my name doesn't just come from the person, from that character in Final Fantasy VIII.
This is a terrible game, I might add.
The name Squall refers to wind, which as...
And you took it from Final Fantasy VIII.
No, hold on.
Final Fantasy VIII itself was overrated.
I'll agree to that, because...
I believe any Final Fantasy VII, or not Final Fantasy VII.
Any of the Final Fantasy series, except one. One was awesome.
See? Oh,
which
he
you agree with.
He agrees
yeah,
with me. Ha!
You
lose,
agree
Squall.
With,
you lose.
Agree with How is that possible?
Because one was the greatest game of all time, am I not right?
Black Mage for the win.
Yes, Black Mage.
Black Mage, okay.
Black Mage, who became Black Wizard once you got Rat's Tail and visited Bahamut. And you were all like, me, I'm cool. And you could do stuff. Dude, you're killing my guy by using the same move over and over again. And then he molested you. Moving on. You are also a fan of the otaku culture, are you not?
Indeed.
Some of your picks, as far as series go.
Say that again. A little static interference.
Sorry. What are some of your picks, as far as different series go?
Different what's a certain series?
Picks, your favorites. What do you read, watch?
Oh. I'm into shonen-y stuff.
Shonen-y stuff?
Naruto.
That's a little overrated, but sure.
Yes. Again,
okay.
Wow.
What about One Piece?
One Piece I actually like.
Again, pirates win.
You must be... like Koi's twin or something, because...
Pirates or ninjas? Pick one.
If I'd have to pick one, it would probably be pirates.
Yes! I win! Lose!
Because they make more money.
Not true.
I win! Squall loses!
Because, he's gonna self-destruct. Hanzo Victoria's swords are, like, the highest rated...
Well, Hanzo Hattori isn't a ninja.
He is.
He was. Wait, no, what?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yes, we are.
Objection. Successful... Yeah. Successful pirates make more money.
Successful
True.
Pirates.
True.
Okay. Name off some successful pirates. Exactly, you can't think of any.
Ha!
Does Blackbeard count?
Blackbeard doesn't count. I was going to say Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. Okay.
Redbeard, who was actually the son of, I believe his name was Eric, the Destroyer or something like that. Eric the something. Yeah, pirates are everywhere, buddy. Pirates discovered America. Yeah, think about that one. Pirates didn't discover America, because you can't discover something that people have already found, but pirates found America at one point. We're like, hey, new world. I don't see a ninja doing that. They kind of keep in the shadows, you know, talk about something.
Exactly.
Ninjas are emo. Why didn't I have to do that before? Ninjas are very emo.
Because they didn't have an emo.
I'm done. So One Piece, huh? You really like that one?
Yeah, I read the manga.
You don't watch the show at all?
A little of it. Whatever they show on Toonami or something.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the show is Sanji. His soccer.
Really, Sanji.
His lollipop. The thing that, you know, they edited. So it was a lollipop and not a cigarette.
It's yeah, like yeah, how he smokes.
In the Funimation dub, they just get rid of it entirely.
Yeah. Like, if you watch very closely sometimes, it'll smoke, which is really funny. It made me laugh.
I don't watch that close enough.
Well, that's because you probably have a life.
No, I don't.
Well, see, people are like me more than they're like you, so that means you lose, Squall.
How does that mean I lose?
That means you lose everything. That means you can no longer have this Dreamcast. I'm gonna take it from you.
You're an asshole.
Well, thank you. But
as I've stated previously, many occasions.
Well, you have stated that all today. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Anybody? We're completely open. We had nothing written down for a topic tonight. We were just like, hey, let's call up Nero and get him for a GentureCast.
Take us through your daily routine, Nero. Like, what do you look out for?
What message board should you look out for, you all?
4chan.
Not necessarily message boards, but I mean, like...
It's an image board, whatever.
An image board, yeah. But, I mean, like...
Oh, I know, you mean sites.
Yeah. Like, do you go to...
Let's see. I read a few webcomics.
Ah, webcomics.
Yeah, webcomics. Oh, what kind?
Huh?
Continue.
Talking about webcomics, what are some of the ones you read?
The only ones I read at the moment... UG Madness, 8-Bit Theater, and BG Cats.
Yeah, I like BG Cats, but the guy is sporadic on updating.
Eh.
Although I do like the comics that he does.
I think Arkham's on.
Like, the recent Smash Brothers comic he did about Sonic being in Smash Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And then it happens.
Sonic isn't back in Smash Brothers.
Oh, did anybody hear that DDD confirmed for Brawl?
Yeah. That was,
yeah.
We actually...
That was
something we said just like...
Last week, yeah.
No, we didn't say it last week. We didn't do a podcast. So we said it this week. We said it during this podcast.
Yeah.
Very beginning.
I check these things daily, so...
Yeah.
We try to, but we don't really record it.
That made me happy because I'm a big fan of the Kirby series.
I'm not.
And I was like, yes. And I like his hammer move. Rocket coming out of hammer. Rocket's hammer smash.
Well, that's all nice and everything.
What?
I want to see his final smash.
Yeah. They released Meta Knights. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was hoping it would involve the halberd, but...
Yeah, it was just kind of like, everything gets dark, and then he slashes a lot. So... I don't know. No matter what, whenever you set out to make a game or something, you're always going to make people unhappy.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because someone will always be like, well, they could have done that better. So, you just got to make what you think is good. And hopefully other people will think that's good, too. So, yeah. Where else should we look out for you? Online, so that we don't run into you.
Let's see.
And then you get the controller and stuff.
I got a live journal.
MySpace.
Of course. Everyone does.
Yeah, I do.
I think everyone in the world does.
No, so. I disagree with that.
I know some people who don't.
Oh, I know some people who don't, but I mean, they're the people who are like, man, I don't want to get one. Just because everyone has one, you know what I mean? Like, I had a buddy. He didn't want to get one for a long time, because it was just so, like, everyone had one, you know? And then he finally got one recently, and that was that.
I see.
live journal. Am I pronouncing your name right, Neuro? Like,
well,
the brain?
According to the manga I read.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing this right, so I don't, like, get destroyed by rabid fans.
I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But, hold on.
Well, because the spelling was, like, close to, like, the term having to refer to the brain, like, neurology and neuroscience. And
yeah, it's actually a reference to that.
Oh, really?
It comes from the manga Majin Tante no Gami Neuro.
I have no idea what that is.
Wow, you dumb.
A lot of people don't.
What's
the anime just about? Recently started.
What's it about?
It's about a demon who comes from hell who eats mysteries. Literally, he eats mystery.
That sounds amazing. That's one of those ideas that's out there.
Heh.
He eats mystery.
Matsui Yusei for the win.
Can you explain that? Are you talking about like a Conan Edogawa mysteries?
Kind of like Detective Conan, but with a darker twist.
Let's see. Case closed, volume 1, sitting right next to me.
Yes. And look who's on the back.
Oh. Majin Tante no Gami Neuro, volume 1, on my cup.
Battle Vixen.
Can you show me the cover?
So,
cover,
Yeah.
Let me see if I can...
You're on cam. I would like to see the cover.
Well, I don't... Hold on.
Is it on, like, your computer?
Yeah, it's on my computer, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just look up the cover then, eventually.
Yeah. It hasn't been licensed in America yet.
Ah, see?
Yeah, see?
So you're out of luck.
Is it translated?
No. Not at all.
Wait, yeah, it's been...
Of course it's been translated.
Yeah, it's been translated up to chapter 23, at least.
That was a... Really dumb question,
man. What?
Has it been translated? Of course it's been translated.
You can understand the fucking pictures without reading the fucking words.
Do you have to be so obscene all the time?
Obscene.
You are being obscene. I said two words to you and you were like, yeah.
I mean, come on. Translations. You can tell what's going on in the pictures.
Well, yes. No. I agree and disagree. Are you having fun?
Fumbling myself? Yeah. I'm trying to get a good position.
So bad. Hey, is this that game you're looking for?
No, that wasn't. That's not even a game.
It's not?
Put it away.
Oh.
It's not.
I'm taking it anyway. Yes, I am. Because I can roll.
Roy says no. Rand dies.
Rand dies. Anyway. Wow, we're actually over our time right now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We're gonna have to let you go. Thanks for joining us for such a brief period of time. Hopefully you can join us again. It was fun. And we apologize for the lack of things to talk about.
Okay.
So, any final words that you'd like to say?
B for the win.
Yes.
Later, mate.
Yep.
Alright, that was one of our fans talking to us. If you'd like to talk to us, drop us an email. You know where the email is. You can check the weblog. We're gonna get off because we're over our time, actually. Any final words for the people's ball? We were playing Project Justice, so I'll just leave you with these final words.
Yeah, actually, hold on,
he's got some
money. I'm gonna take a picture. Things. This is what I get for the day pass.
Are you always going to say that?
That is always going to be my best recommendation. You're good.
Good.
good night, ladies and gentlemen.